Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new?
Well, welcome to After Hours with me, Rick Cogan. That gal could sing. My father was ever in love with Billie Holiday, who he would visit at a variety of clubs around Chicago, including a club called Mr. Kelly's. I am always thrilled to have my friends. I'm going to call you two fellas great entrepreneurs, Daryl Nitz and David Marienthal, and two of the greatest performers in this town or anywhere, Suzanne Petrie and Ann Burnell. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
You all admirers of Billie Holiday, too, are you? God,
yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Monday night, you are going, David Marienthal, this is, again, your idea in collaboration with Daryl and in collaboration with Suzanne and Anne and other local songbirds. You don't mind the phrase songbirds, do you?
No.
You two, of all the women I know, would go, wow, we love that.
Yes.
Rick, we're so offended. How can you call it songbirds? There's going to be at City Winery a tribute to the women of Mr. Kelly's. David, how'd you get this idea?
Well, Daryl and I have had two other phenomenal successful shows at City Winery where we featured Sarah Vaughan and the albums that she recorded at Mr. Kelly's in London House, and Ella Fitzgerald's seminal recording of 58 that was recorded at Mr. Kelly's. And so it was really at Daryl's suggestion that we came up with the idea of doing a review of all the great women performed at Mr. Kelly's.
Daryl, in going through the records, mm-hmm. do you have any idea how many female performers sang there?
No, not, I mean, but I went through the years from 54 up to like 75. Like Mimi Hines was one of the last women to perform there, which is so crazy. And Captain and Tennille in 75 as well.
Wow.
And I poured through it, looking through anybody that had, you know, even like somebody like Jerry Southern or Maya Angelou, just anybody with any kind of name recognition. And then what I did was assemble a cast and say, okay, here's some of the people that performed, and who are you, you know, most interested in? So like Judy Roberts, she's going to do something from Anita O'Day's album that was recorded there, and it's actually Anita O'Day's 100th anniversary.
Well, and Judy, who looks nowhere near old enough to have actually been around there, as neither do I, and I was around there. Judy performed at the London House.
She literally was a kid.
Judy was
at London House and Mr. Kelly.
London House and Kelly.
Yeah, she's doing a gig tonight and wasn't able to be here, and she was sorry.
Okay.
Even at nighttime, we could have got her.
See, that's what it's a nice thing to even have a gig anytime, especially on a Sunday night. How many performers did you select?
So I have, I think it's eight and myself.
Wow. And who are you going to be, Barbara Streisand? What are you doing?
Well,
actually, listen to that voice. Toadie Fields.
No,
I'm doing Toadie Fields.
The lady that you just heard. We just did a show the other night. I did Billie Holiday singing.
Have you heard his Billie Holiday?
I certainly have not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I certainly have not.
Well. Can you sing a couple bars?
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news.
I'll buy it.
Yes,
Daryl.
Wow. How long have you been doing Billie Holiday?
Oh, my gosh.
Since I was a child.
Yeah. I've been doing a long time. I started as a vocal impressionist, a singer, like under Pudgy Cardella.
Sure.
That was kind of my thing, was this singing impressionist, you know, and she'd put me in some of her gigs. And so the other woman that I'm paying tribute to is Eartha Kitt.
Wow.
Those are my...
So, Suzanne Petrie, Daryl calls you and he says, hey, as he has probably called you 150 times, says, hey, I have an idea for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he gave me four ideas of four women to do. And I started listening to Kay Ballard, who I love and adore, and Judy Hensky, totally the other way, who I also do and would love to do some of hers. And of course, Julie Wilson, who I do.
Sure.
Who I love and knew. And we all had so much influence by Julie. And then Dorothy Loudon, who was a great Broadway star. And I saw her in Sweeney Todd. And
go ahead.
And anyway, just looking around at these, I just couldn't decide. But I finally ended up doing one that... of course, Julie Wilson and then Dorothy Loudon. And it turns out it's a song that Ann has done. Ann and Daryl did it the last show. But I'm doing it anyway. I'm going to make it my own.
One of the great things about this show, Monday at City Winery, is it's not only is it going to evoke memories for some people there, it is also going to introduce people to singers they might not ordinarily have heard. And don't you agree? And what did you say when Daryl called? Not again. Daryl puts on a lot of shows in this town, and he has worked with virtually every singer in the Chicago area.
My answer to Daryl is always, I will do anything for you. Mm-hmm. And his answer to me is hopefully the same. So
absolutely.
We have that mutual thing. Yep. We can call each other in the middle of the night.
So how did he put this to you? We're doing it. It's a, you know.
He said, you know, we're doing, I'm doing another show with David Marienthal, and it's going to be the Women of Mr. Kelly's, and who would you like to do? And he gave me some ideas, and I said, but Julie London was there too.
And he she wasn't on the list.
And so we added her to the list.
Oh, and you're doing Julie
my favorite.
London.
Yeah,
I'm one of mine too.
I'm doing one of her songs, and Mama Cass, very underrated.
See, that's something that a lot of people don't realize either. I mean, David Marienthal brought in some albums that were recorded live at Mr. Kelly's. I had no idea that the Mamas and the Papas performed.
Well, it was just her. It was her.
She was the Mama.
Solo career.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting with all these women, there is really a wide range of styles, you know.
Oh,
so
no
you
question.
Have the cabaret type people and Broadway people, you have jazz, and then you have pop.
Yeah.
And it really covers
and folk.
And Judy Hensky was folk, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And
I think this is what you have with the span of Mr. Kelly's opening in 1953 and closing in 1975. And my uncle Oscar and my father George just had this eye on what was the talent of mid-century America.
We got to take a break, but you guys are going to be on the entire hour, and maybe we can have Daryl do another Billie Holiday.
Or Eartha Kitt.
I'm so taken with this, it's not even funny. We'll be back in a couple minutes. For more than 20 years, a variety of singers, female singers, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Helen Reddy, the Pointer Sisters, Natalie Cole, Bette Midler, Mama Cass Elliott performed at Mr. Kelly's, which was where? On the corner where Gibson's now sits at Rush and Bellevue. It was among certainly the most famous nightclub in Chicago in its time and in the top three nightclubs across the country. There's a great piece in the Tribune. I don't know whether it's today, you know, who knows how this. I'm an old paper guy. It could be today's paper. It could have been Friday's paper by Howard Reich, interviewing Barbara Streisand, who now plays much bigger halls than Mr. Kelly's. But she recalled her first time coming to Chicago, and she recalled vividly performing at Mr. Kelly's and how much she loved Chicago immediately, and how she convinced, as David Marienthal, one of my guests, certainly remembers, she convinced the photographer who was shooting her for her first album cover to go walk over to Oak Street Beach and shoot it there. And how her record company hated the photographs that were taken on the beach because it was sort of Barbara looking over her shoulder. And that album cover at some point won some special Grammy Award for greatest album cover of the 60s or something. Who's doing Barbara Streisand at your show?
Denise Thomas. Yeah. I'm sorry. The Denise Tomasello, Queen of Cabaret. Denise. I'm saying Denise Tomasello.
Oh, she's
in case she's listening.
She's, Denise has to be
she's listening.
How did you select, Darryl, when you put this together, and obviously in collaboration with David and with Suzanne Petrie and Ann Burnell, when you put together a show like this, you want to create, I think, a kind of song narrative where it's not just a bunch of your songs thrown together in the way that you two ladies once created those wonderful things called albums and CDs. How do you do that?
Well, really what I try to do is to focus on the music and let the music tell the story. So mm-hmm. I honestly keep my narratives very brief, even with the Sarah Vaughan and the Ella Fitzgerald, because I want to get in as many songs as possible. I hire and, you know, cast people who I know are going to deliver for me, and they'll talk about the people as they want to and say what they need to say, and they won't say too much or too
little. I don't mean any sort of spoken narrative. What I mean is the way in which songs follow one another.
Oh, sure.
Is it done? I mean, one way to do it would be conceivably chronologically.
Right.
That's not the best way.
No, it's not the best way, but in this show, I did mostly the jazz up front.
Okay.
And then I did the pop and the... Well, the pop, you know, with Barbara Streisand and Bette Midler sort of at the end, you know.
We're doing a Broadway Bunch of Sisters.
Yeah, we did some Broadway in there.
How many songs are going to be heard at this City Winery concert?
There's going to be 18, 19.
David, what part do you play in this, David Marienthal?
Well, we've been working on a film about Mr. Kelly's for the last 4 years.
Yes, as listeners to this show are well aware.
My goal when I started this project 4 years ago was to create this archive of material that creative people, artists, singers could draw on to make, you know, to really bring back Mr. Kelly's in life. And, you know, that's by, you know, really researching all these, you know, dozens and dozens of performers that did that. We really gave Darryl and the other artists the opportunity to, you know, create this original, really original show.
And as the youngster of this crowd, what did you know about Mr. Kelly's before getting involved in any of this or hearing about David's documentary? Yeah. Was it a kind of a legend? I mean,
yeah,
you
it was
hear
legendary.
From,
like
you
the
must
old
have,
cats that I would play with, the jazz guys. They would say, oh, you should have been here when the London House was happening and Mr. Kelly's, that was always, they always told me about that. You know, so I was very curious.
So it was kind of like, you know, sort of Camelot-like to you, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. Right? A scene that was really cool.
Suzanne, you too, I assume.
Yeah, and because I moved here, I was just a wee child.
You were.
In 1976, I was, you know, 3 or 4, and I was singing... at the Domino Lounge. And my boss there, Danny Miller, told me, you just missed Mr. Kelly's. And he would tell me everything about it. And
you have to sit here and listen to Frank Penning.
Oh. But first, Danny did the jokes.
Oh, I know.
That's what I heard first. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, my God. And then Frank came in. Well, he had another... Well,
It pleased the conventioneer.
Oh boy, did it ever! Did it ever? And they brought in their own jokes.
But you two women, ladies, are more than aware of that kind of historical legacy of not just Kelly's in the London House, which was also owned by the Marienthal brothers, and the Happy Medium, which was also owned by the Marienthal brothers, but of the legendary clubs and the legendary scene here. It's not something that weighs on you as performers, but it's something you, I've seen both of you perform a number of them. It's something you kind of acknowledge. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That the past is kind of, in a sense, history is the past relating to the present.
Right, it informs us now, and all the music that they sang is the music that I love. I know that we love. We love to sing. And I came here from Minneapolis where I sang in clubs, or I would go to New York and sing in piano bars. And with the chance that I got to come here to Chicago and just go around and see all these fabulous performances in these great clubs. Even then, most of the great clubs were closed. But there were great clubs.
Oh, no question. And I think, you know, and keeping that alive is, you know, I've been talking to David Marienthal about this when he first came back.
Well, I think
Chicago.
We have to give a shout out to City Winery. I mean, this is a great venue. They have great food. Every seat is a good seat. We have a few left. So.
But, you know, I have to give a shout out to whoever it was who thought that David and Daryl should get together. And
that was me.
We got to take a break.
The idiot entrepreneur, the idiot impresario. It's one of the only great matches making. We got to get some commercials, then we get some news, and we will continue on talking about not only the legacy of Mr. Kelly's, but the sort of real rebirth of it. We'll be right back.
Better go now, because I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You'd better go now, because I like you very much. The night was gay with you.
I hate to tell you, that is not Daryl Nitz. That is Billie Holiday. From one of the legendary performers from the legendary club, Mr. Kelly's. It is being celebrated. It's not being remembered. It's being celebrated tomorrow night at the City Winery in a concert that features two of my guests and two of my dear friends, Ann Burnell and Suzanne Petrie. Who else, Daryl Nitz? You are in it. You gave us a sample of Billie Holiday earlier. Who else did you recruit for this?
So Frida Lee, she's doing Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, and Holly McGuire. She's doing Dinah Washington and Nancy Wilson. Mm. And then Judy Roberts is paying tribute to Anita O'Day and doing a little bit to some of the women at the London House, Barbara Carroll. But she's also going to pay tribute to Audrey Morris. And then LaShira Moore is doing Della Reese, which she actually did an album there at Mr. Kelly's. And Natalie Cole is LaShira Moore. And Michelle Thomas is doing Carmen McRae. And again, it's I let the singers try to choose what they're drawn to. And so she chose Ethel Ennis. And you don't
hear I don't know who that is.
Oh, she... she's like...
like an Etta Jones.
An Etta Jones.
She's got a really rough, powerful voice.
And then Morgana King and Dionne Warwick is Margaret Murphy Webb.
Wow.
And then Denise Tomasello.
Yes, she's Barbara
Streisand. Denise Tomasello is Bette Midler and Barbara Streisand.
Oh, hard to believe.
And there were the Pointer Sisters played there too, so we're going to close it with a fun Pointer Sisters number. So.
And you will, I'm assuming, during the performance. I'm sure Judy will talk about her time there, because she actually did play there. And in some interviews I've done with that lovely woman over the years, she's just, you could not, David Marienthal, be fonder of your father and your uncle.
No, Judy is a great example of one of the many talented women that were really nurtured in these places. And I guess I have to just, you know, when Daryl came up with the idea of the women of Mr. Kelly's, it was just so perfect, because there were so many women that were so important to the success of the business. Mm-hmm. It wasn't only these, you know, great performers, but it was people like Arlene Rothberg, who was discovered that went to New York for my father and came back with the Smothers Brothers, Woody Allen, and Barbara Streisand.
He put him in a car? Said, look who I got for you. He's a pretty talented car.
He was pleased.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then it was, you know, the women that ran the dining room. There was the dining room manager for 20 years, Estelle, managed the dining room.
Wow.
It was two waitresses that we interviewed that, you know, that were there for 20 or 30 years.
How old were you, David, when you realized what your father and uncle did for a living?
I was... 5 years old. As soon as I knew, I mean, I knew that they were a big deal, and I knew they were going downtown, and that people recognized them on the streets and wanted to get in. I mean, this was back when I think local celebrity really was, you know, was more recognized. It was just smaller town, and it was more local. And of course, you know, not only the great women, these women that were involved in the business, way, we have my mother, Jean, sure. Jean Marienthal, sure. and Oscar's wife, Jerry, that, you know, that were instrumental in the business.
Ran from roughly 1954 to 1975 with shows virtually every night and one or two shows every night. Sometimes it would be a comic opening for a singer, or sometimes a singer opening for, you know, Bob Newhart. You have gone out, you show, and you will be showing at City Winery, and Daryl, very momentarily I'm going to ask you to tell people how to get tickets, but you have created, as part of this documentary, what you call a sizzle roll that will give people, and you'll show it Monday night, a taste of the upcoming documentary that's going
right,
to be
we'll
finished
we'll have a taste of all our interviews. Of all our interviews, including one of our latest women, which was Lily Tomlin. We got back from interviewing her last year in L.A., and she told the story, and, you know, talking about women and times of women, of helping bust the law that forbade single women from sitting at the bar in early 70s.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, we're featuring the singers of Mr. Kelly's at this point, but the great...
But there's a bigger...
the great women comics that came up there. Joan Rivers, Lily Tomlin, Toadie Fields. I mean, these were, you know, groundbreaking entertainers.
But it was also, you know, Suzanne Petrie and Anne Burnell, you know, it has never been easy for women in nightclubs anywhere in this country. No, I'm serious.
No, yeah.
Maybe even worse in the comedy scene, because there were fewer of the fairer sex.
And this is an interracial club. They had no... You guys were one of the first people to have...
It was. You know, George and Oscar really, you know, made a concerted effort to welcome, you know, people of all races, both in terms of...
Very diverse.
...their staff.
Which was, and I know it's hard for some of you out there, to believe, but believe it. That's the way Chicago was in the 50s.
It is really hard to believe. I know that later on, and I worked at the Underground Wonder Bar, I always felt that it was a microcosm of Chicago, because it was also very... interracial, and a woman could go in there and sit at the bar. And I've got friends who always told me that. It's like, I never felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But that was in the 80s.
Right.
So when you go into the 70s, and I remember my boss, Danny Miller, would say, you can't have a man buy you a drink because then you're a B-girl.
Yeah, right, sure.
Yeah.
Because there were, you know, those kinds of clubs on Rush Street.
Oh, yes.
There were.
But that was, so earlier they...
So I hope, I mean, Judy will tell some stories, but Daryl, you too. I think that is something to punctuate this evening of song that you're going to have. How can people get tickets? There aren't many left. How can they get them?
So you can go to City Winery, and you have to choose Chicago. So City Winery, Chicago, and then it's... Because the show is tomorrow, it's like the first or second thing that's there. Also, if you just, I'll Google just, you know, Mr. Kelly's women or whatever. It also takes you there. But it's City Winery, Chicago. And we do have a $5 off. The tickets range from $45 to $30. And you can use the code WGN5. Guess that's who we are, the WGN5. That's the five of us. No, but WGN5 will get you $5 off any price point of the tickets if you put it in as a code when you go and purchase it.
What if you put in WGN45?
I'm wearing a shirt that has that spindle that's the 45. That's what I'm wearing tomorrow. Because of all the great recordings, I was like, this is my shirt paying tribute to the great recordings made. And I figure anybody who doesn't know what that...
That's
little.
Neat. The
if they don't
you.
Know what that
good
is, then you. I shouldn't be dating them.
We can also
them.
Go to our website.
Send them to the Kelly site.
At www.MrKelly'sChicago.com.
Mm-hmm. And you can get a lot of stuff there.
Right there. We have a great website with a lot of photos of Kelly's, a lot of great blog posts about
some
Richard
video,
Pryor.
Too. Some video.
Some videos, a link to the trailer of the film. And you can go, that'll take you right to City Winery. Where
do you have it on your Facebook?
And we do want to mention, too, that we don't, there's a few seats left in the front section and several in the back, but you want to, you know, get on there quick because we really don't have.
Go tonight.
Yeah, there's not very many
left
in the front at all.
Many
really.
People aren't listening to the show are sleeping, so beat them to the punch. I'm going to ask when we come back from a quick commercial break, you two are. Suzanne Petrie and Ann Burnell among the most stylish people I know, and I know that part of you two are you two, Daryl.
You're
not a performer,
perhaps,
but part of performance is the way you look. I want to talk about that for a while. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Here are simply Billie Holiday and Friends, and I'll see you in a little bit. Thank you.
Nothing I ever say that folks don't criticize me, but I'm going to do.
That is Dot Daryl Knits. That is Billie Holiday. The
what
one
I want to anyway.
That's Daryl Knits. You can't even tell the difference.
Not at all.
Absolutely, absolutely no difference. I'm finishing up this lovely hour with David Marienthal, Daryl Knits, Suzanne Petrie, and Ann Burnell. And I was mentioned before the commercial break that you two ladies know how to put on a show. And one element of the cabaret nightclub performance is, of course, vocalese. But there is a lot more going on. I mean, even into the way you dress and the way you move. Could you talk about that for a couple minutes, ladies?
Well, you know, we went to Cabaret Camp, or also known as the Cabaret Symposium at the Eugene O'Neill Theater Center together.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people there that told you to do this and that and the other thing. Well, I brought a suitcase full of gowns. I've always been so thrilled by finding things, and I do a lot of resale shopping. In fact, just the other day I was at the Salvation Army, and I found a real black sequiny pailleted gown that I think I'll wear. But it's always, you know, it's like putting the thing together that goes with the outfit goes with the style of the song that you're singing. So going from Dorothy Loudon to Julie Wilson, well, I'm going to have to bring my boas.
Yeah. What about the gardenia?
Oh, I know, but maybe I will pull my hair back and do the gardenia. Why not? She told me to do that she didn't say the gardenia, but at
Julie Wilson was one of our teachers at that.
She was. Yeah. She was our master teacher, and she came to my show in New York.
You know, there's a very cool story about, she recorded Meet Julie Wilson, and she loved Billie Holiday so much, that's why she did it.
Absolutely.
And she wanted the album to be this tribute to Billie Holiday, but they did not release it at that. And she always felt funny, like, you know, Julie Wilson had some of that same kind of, like, I don't know, like the lift in her voice. Mm-hmm. And there's that Meet Julie Wilson is really sounds so much like Billie Holiday, but she was doing it like as if Billie Holiday sang these songs, and you know, it never got released in the right, you know, way for her, even after they put it out on CD.
There is also, even at a place the size of City Winery, which is a bit larger than was Mr. Kelly's, part of the thing that any performer has to do in a room like that is create, whether in movement, dress, and song, the sense of intimacy that both of you are expert at, Suzanne Petrie and Ann Burnell. I mean, that is important to know that you are connecting with that audience.
That's what cabaret is. Cabaret is speaking intimately to the audience, being there. Like, I'm also a theater
right,
acting.
Sure.
Yeah, I have an acting
and
background.
And so in theater,
too,
so yeah. You have the proscenium, you have that third wall. And it's so, that's why I've always, my whole life, loved cabaret in the sense of actually being intimate with the
audience. We had uncovered as part of our research for the film an unbelievable interview with Eartha Kitt and Studs Terkel.
Oh.
And Eartha Kitt was actually explaining to Studs that exact thing, how you need to get out to the audience. And then in the process, we uncovered a beautiful photograph that shows Eartha Kitt literally going up to one of the patrons and, mm-hmm. you know, holding him in his hand.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
But see, that to me is what, you know, there's people, whenever we put these shows together, they'll come out of the woodworks going, hey, can we be in your show? I do this or I do that. And the thing is that I call what I do Daryl Mitt's entertainment.
Right.
Because I want to work with people who are entertainers. And right. whether it's jazz, Judy Roberts, I have never seen anyone work a room like she does, sitting there playing the piano, aware of everybody who comes in. And that's what it's about. It's in Denise Tomasello, these people, Frida Lee, they work the room, but they use their music and their gift of communication
to sing
for people, not at people.
Oh, yeah. Well, and also, I think, you know, in this era when the world has become, the ways in which we communicate have become so icy, you know, 140 letter tweets and an emoji is supposed to, you know, is it dictate your emotions, for Christ's sake. There is something unbelievably rare and special about that kind of gathering.
Well, that's why it's been such an honor for me, and I do have to, you know, thank Daryl and Suzanne and Anne here for, you know, as well as the other performers. It's just been such an honor for me to, you know, to have them recreate and celebrate, as you say, the memory of Kelly's and such talent and such commitment and, you know, and such really interest in what went on.
It's another great thing. Yes, these were all great singers, but it's another thing that sort of underlines the fact that this city is still filled with great, distinctive performers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's very true. And in New York, a lot of those people have passed. I mean, we just lost Baby Jane Dexter,
yeah.
and Julie Wilson, yeah. and Bobby Short.
And Audrey Morris, not long ago.
But in New York, they lost a lot of those very distinct personalities. A lot of the cabaret or these nightclubs are Broadway people who are just, you know, yeah. they have a night off from the theater. They're going to do something. And they're great performers, mm-hmm. but they're not the people that, you know, made their living at performing in nightclubs.
Yeah, it's
and
such a
difference.
And we
still have a lot of those people around. I mean, we all have to kind of have our day job to keep afloat.
Yeah, sure.
But we're in the clubs singing for the people, making musical memories, whether it's, you know, Davenport's, or we were at Victory Garden last week, mm-hmm. or Mr., you know, the City Winery, or there's other smaller clubs around, you know.
And they're doing good business. I mean, yeah, I see business increasing.
Chicago.
Yeah, I agree.
We're so happy that we've nearly sold out this show on a Monday night in July.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A lot of other things going on. Of the performers.
Go to citywinery.com/Chicago, and the first thing that will pop up there will be the way you can get tickets. Or go to Mr. Kelly's
Chicago.
.com. Mm-hmm. And get some more stuff. You guys, it's an ongoing treat to know you.
Thank you.
Mutual, my friend.
What? Thank you so much, Rick.
When's the movie coming out, David, do you think? When will the movie be finished?
We are shooting for a fall premiere.
Fantastic.
And hopefully it'll be in Chicago. We're in the final.
Where else could it be?
We have a rough
cut. We're doing it in Detroit.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's right. Well, we're waiting.
We'll do it in Galena.
Yeah.
We're waiting to hear from the Chicago Film Festival. So
good.
We'll send good energy there.
Come back on
and,
for that.
We have a great film though, and it's going to be so much fun to bring it to the people of Chicago.
Can't imagine, even just to see Mort Saul being interviewed again.
Oh,
great
boy.
Old dear friend of mine. Thank you all. Best of luck
tomorrow night.
Thank you.
I will take a commercial break, then we'll get some news, and then I will talk about another musician named R. Kelly for a whole hour with Jim DeRogatis. Mm-hmm.